good morning. We're continuing Chayozim, the Kval Samach. We learned Simon Hay. We're clarifying a few more points about these halachas of Das. Now, we mentioned that the bracha doesn't work from a Stam Das, does not work from a food to a drink, or vice versa. Is that halacha dafka because it's food and drink? What about if it's foods which have totally different functions and different purposes? So how do we define what's called the same man and what's called different? It's the same type of item and what's called a different type of item. So food and drink is called different types of items. So I can work Stam Das in certain scenarios, will work from all foods in this bracha category, but not drinks, and vice versa. But the language of the Mishabura and others indicates it's not a food and drink issue specifically. It's different types of functions of food is for satiation purposes, drink is for quenching your thirst. It's a different type of function. So the Poskim assume that food which is eaten for the purpose of dessert and food which is eaten for the purpose of satiation would have the same problem. So the case of Stam Das, even if we hold that it'll work for other foods, which are different types of foods, as long as they're in the same umbrella function, it will not necessarily work from the food which is for the purpose of satiation to the food which is for the purpose of for dessert. So this is the idea that Rabbi Yasha says that. So this is relevant when the person beginning of the meal, if they have they're not really thinking about covering the dessert, so the bracha they make at the meal will not cover the dessert. If a person is always ruggled to have dessert, so that would be going to the concept which we mentioned in the previous year, something which a person is always ruggled to do, then the bracha is if you had to ask for that to cover that as well. So that would solve that problem. But a person doesn't normally have dessert, and he doesn't think about the dessert, the fat yamin shahakal, the beginning of the meal, and the food, the meat that he was eating, let's say for example, it would not necessarily cover the ice cream at the end of the meal, or something of that sort, because it's a totally different type of functionality of the food. Now, it'd be similar to food and drink, that the bracha of shahakal on the food will not cover the drinks, and vice versa. A person would have explicit das to cover everything, so that would solve that problem. Okay, now the Chayotim continues. And in Simon Vav, the Chayotim says that he sort of gives us a maramokum to issues which he's discussed elsewhere. So, din im birach al pri v'lohayim azum on the fun of. So a person made a bracha on the pri, and the pri wasn't here yet, and they only brought the pri afterwards. He made a bracha on the pri, and he dropped it before he was able to eat it, and it was something which is not going to be, he won't eat it after that point, it becomes nimas, he won't be eating it, or it got lost, rolled away. So he made a bracha on the pri, and now the pri rolled away. Turns out he made a bracha on a pri. It turns out that this really was that what he picked up to eat wasn't roi lechilo. So, ayin le'il klal hay simon zayin ches. So let's go back to klal hay and look at the points where he discusses these halachas. So klal hay is the klal where he talks about the different rules of how brachas work, and he talks about brachas and the henin over there as well. So in Klal Hey, Simon Zion, he says that there are five things which cause a person that he needs to redo the bracha. That it wasn't mezum on the fun of, and he was nistapik shema lo yavar liyodu klal. Okay, so it wasn't mezum on the fun of, he didn't have it, and he's not sure it's going to come. But the Mishnah Berurah discusses this case. Mishabura says that in a scenario in Mishabura in Reish Rav where it wasn't lefana but it was in the house, so that item and it's easy to get. He says, example would be it's in a box, and it's able to get it. That if it's valid, Mr. Brewer in Simon Reishavov Sivkotin Yotes, in a situation where it's valid, it's going to come, it's in the Cheder of Samachloi, so he does not need to go back and say a new bracha. But the person should be not do this lechatchila. He should have it mezum on the phone. He should have it ready to make when he makes the bracha, because there's going to be hefsek issue. And furthermore, there's halacha when you make a bracha, you're supposed to hold it. When you make the bracha, it's appropriate to hold it. You should hold it in your right hand as you're saying the bracha. Okay, so that's the first point. This the chayalim's case is referencing a case where it was not mezum on the phone. So if it's not mezum on the phone of, he made the bracha anticipating it was coming, but he was not confident that it was going to be able to come, the bracha would not be valid. If he made the bracha and he knows for sure he can get it, it'll be valid, but it was inappropriate to do so. The other point that the Chayyim raises,